Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. That's right. It's a Tuesday morning. We're coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all right now. Geico.com, your number to call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Mike Pete at the controls, Bogus with the updates. You know the deal. The usual crew here on a Tuesday morning. We take you Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Sirius XM, the app as well, channel 206. Thank all of our affiliates across the country. We really appreciate that. And make sure to download that podcast each and every day, Taz, right? I mean, wherever you can get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or Radio.com, wherever you go.
Wherever you get your podcasts. And, you know, the thing with Radio.com, it's the app or the website. It's a layup. It's simple. So if you're not listening to one of our great affiliates, like Moose said, or SiriusXM, Channel 206, that's how you go. You do it with the Radio.com app. It's a very, very simple process.
Let's get to it. We got the undercard. No, I'm sorry. Three.
Okay, take two. It's all right. No problem.
Here we go.
And three, two, one, John. Here we go.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Wild start to NFL free agency.
Yeah, it really is. It really was. I mean, DeSean Jackson traded from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's now a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles also signed Malik Jackson, the former Jaguar and Bronco defensive lineman. He gets a 3-year, $30 million deal. The Jets have been super aggressive, Taz. Jamison Crowder, slot receiver, former Redskin, is now a Jet, as is Anthony Barr, former Vikings linebacker, and came down about 90 minutes ago. C.J. Mosley, the inside linebacker formerly of the Baltimore Ravens, Alabama Crimson Tide, he signs a 5-year, $85 million deal with the Jets with $51 million guaranteed. So they're getting linebackers for Greg Williams New York. The Lions made some big-time moves, including adding young pass rusher Trey Flowers, the former New England Patriot defensive end and speed rusher, is now a member of Matt Patricia's team. And the Lions here moving forward. The Oakland Raiders made big-time moves, Taz. The Jaguars have got themselves a new quarterback in Nick Foles. He gets a 4-year, $88 million deal. Could be worth $102 million with $51 million guaranteed.
Yeah, it definitely it was so exciting yesterday, midday. There's not usually much during the week. You know, excellent sports stuff going down. But, man, it was a lot of fun just tracking everything and watching it. And it was like, wow. I mean, if you were on the air live during that, I'm sure Tiki and Tierney had a lot of fun here on CBS Sports Radio as they were tracking it live doing their show. But, yeah, definitely a lot of moves, a lot of money being spent. And, you know, and when I watched all this, I'm like, wow, man, I wish I was in the NFL. These guys are making bank.
They are making, guys, and God bless. Guys are making a lot of money. Landon Collins, the former Giants safety, 25, 26 years of age. He gets a 6-year, $84 million deal to join the team that he grew up rooting for, the Washington Redskins, including $45 million guaranteed. Where's number 21 for the great Redskins safety, Sean Taylor, the former Miami Hurricane, God rest his soul. But he now is a member of the Redskins, stays in the division, Taz, in the NFC East. So, it really an amazing day. I mean, it's the National Football League, for, you know, the issues that they have in certain ways, they just get it. I mean, yesterday was like Christmas.
It really was. It really was.
Watching all the coverage, having the NFL Network on, or ESPN, whatever you might have been watching, and seeing all these stories breaking, guys leaving, and you're thinking about how that guy's going to impact your team moving forward. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely, it is. And you mentioned you went through a litany of all the deals. There's more than that, as you know. But one of the key ones for me that I enjoyed yesterday here, and not that I have a dog in a fight, but was left tackle for the Patriots, Trent Brown, that's now on the Raiders.
4 years, $66 million.
Exactly. It's a little high up there in money, but this guy is legit. Tom Brady even went on Instagram and congratulated him, said well deserved. I'm paraphrasing, but you know. He is a tremendous player, and you know, when you see those guys that are in the pit, those offensive linemen, when they're getting paid, it's nice. You know, I like that because those are the guys that they make the offense move. As we know, they control the line of scrimmage, and that guy's the real deal. And that the I tell you, we were talking about it earlier. I mean, I don't know what's a more fun team to be on right now, the way these moves are being made. Is it the Jets or the Raiders? Since they're both looking good.
Yeah, they are. McKagan had a lot of money to spend, Taz, and he's spending it. If you're just waking up on this Tuesday morning, there's been two moves so far. One, C.J. Mosley is a Jet, leaving the Ravens for gangrene. The other one is, just came down here, Taz, Sheldon Richardson. The former Viking and Jets defensive lineman, is now signing a deal with the Cleveland Browns. So Sheldon Richardson is now a member of the Cleveland Browns. No official word on the deal. I didn't see exactly what the parameters of that contract is. When it comes out, we'll let you know. But Sheldon Richardson is going to be a Brown.
Yeah, I mean, that Browns are another team. You know, with Baker Mayfield at the helm, that just have so much. We talked about the Browns yesterday. So much talent there. With, you know, with Juice at wide receiver and what's his name? Chubb at the running back. Georgia. Nick Chubb out of Georgia. You know, and Myles Garrett defensively is just tremendous. And now their defense just got better with Sheldon Richardson. The Vikings. You know what? Another guy we didn't mention. But I guess he was hurt. Maybe he got hurt during the game. Sindeo. Remember from and he's.
Yeah,
the Vikings. It's a safety.
Safety. Yeah.
He didn't land anywhere, right?
Sindale? No.
I don't think he did.
I don't think.
Yeah,
no.
Didn't he get hurt like mid-year?
He did, yes.
I like him, though, man. He's a good player. Man. I like him.
I've not seen, where he might land.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas, still big names out there.
Still no decision yet
on Le'Veon Bell. The Jets reportedly are still the front runner for Le'Veon Bell. Earl Thomas is still out there. There's still some big-time names and some big-time free agents that are still out there.
Mike just reminded me, too, circle back to the Browns, that the Browns also have Kareem Hunt.
Yeah,
you know,
they brought him in.
Despite
correct.
What you might want to think, as far as a football player.
As a football player, right. We'll see what he gets suspended, what his suspension is. But right. Kareem Hunt, yes, is also now a member of John Dorsey's.
I don't know if you mentioned
Browns.
Tyrann Mathieu. I think you might have.
I did not.
Yeah, Chiefs, $42 million deal, three-year deal with the Chiefs. That's a big get right there. Mitch Morse. Awesome center, starting center for the Chiefs. Now my Bills, which is nice.
Yes.
I like that.
He gets $44 million, right?
Yeah.
Morris got $44 million.
I think he got $44 million, yeah.
Yeah, he got a big deal.
Yeah. Wow, that's how we do it.
Bills
do it, bro.
In Buffalo.
We're done now.
Right now, Taz, after all the spending of the Jets, we both thought Le'Veon Bell would end up with the Jets before free agency and the tampering period began.
Yeah.
Right now. 8:07 Eastern time Tuesday morning. Do you think Le'Veon Bell ends up signing with the Jets?
No, I don't. For weeks and weeks, I thought he would. I don't think so now.
I agree with you.
I think he's going to go to the Colts, like you suggested yesterday, or like Pete and I were talking earlier. Somehow, some way, and I don't want to steal Pete's thunder. Pete said it best to me off air. He's going to take less money to probably go to Oakland. I do think that's what could happen. I mean, I think, you know, he's friends with Antonio Brown. He knows they're doing some really good stuff out there. Mayock at the GM and Gruden as the head coach. I think it's either the Colts or the Oakland Raiders for Lev Bell. You seem like you don't agree with that.
No, I could see it. Here's the only problem I have with that. Taz, a guy that held out for money taking less money.
Well, that's Pete's idea, not mine.
Lost. Way to be in that foxhole, Taz. Way to be in that foxhole. All right, next.
Number two.
Russell Westbrook gets into verbal confrontation with jazz band.
Let's hear the altercation. Play it, Pete.
I'm going to say one thing. I'll f*** him up. He said I'm promise you. I promise you. I swear to God. I swear to God. I'll f*** you up. You and your wife. I'll f*** you up.
Well, there you go.
Right.
So he heard what he said to the fan. Here's Westbrook after the game explaining his actions.
The realization of it is how it started was a young man and his wife in the stands told me to get down on my knees like he used to. And for me, that's just completely disrespectful to me. I think it's racial. I think it's just inappropriate. There are people that come to the game and to say mean, disrespectful thing about me, my family, for many years, man, I've done all the right things. I've never done anything to hurt or harm anybody. I've never been in any trouble. Never fought a fan. Been in the league 11 years. Clean slate. If I had to do it over again, I would say the same exact thing, because I truly will stand up for myself, for my family, for my kids, for my wife, for my mom, for my dad every single time. I expect anybody else to do the same.
Yeah, listen, Taz, you and I, we chat about this a little bit more in earnest last hour. We'll see what the NBA has to say if a fine's going to be coming Russell Westbrook's way. We'll see if more audio comes out of exactly what was said to Westbrook. You know what he thinks or what he heard the fans say. The fan says he didn't say that. So kind of a he said, she said thing. We see, you know what Westbrook did say. Listen, you can't go to the game and say anything to anyone. You know, if you're a fan, you just can't. And it, just because you're a paying customer, you can boo, you can cheer, you can do that. Yeah. But it doesn't give you the right to say anything to anyone at any time. That, you know, you're not within your rights to do that, Taz, as a paying customer. So if Westbrook, if that stuff was said to him, you know, I really don't fault him going back at the fan.
No. No, I understand that.
He didn't beat him down. No. He didn't do anything like that. Didn't slap the phone out of his hands like he did last year. Didn't do any of that. What he did he just yelled at him.
And what Westbrook, and again, he wasn't up in the guy's grill. He wasn't in his face. This was, if you didn't see the video, he was distance away. But the only thing, like I said earlier, that he probably shouldn't have said is towards the guy's wife, too. But he claims, Westbrook says that, you know, she was saying the same stuff that the fan was. And they interviewed this fan. I mean, there's sound somewhere. But, like, why, I don't know why they would interview the fan. I really don't understand that. But whatever. I don't.
Forwarding the story?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't. What's up, Mike? You got something you want to say? You look like you want to say something.
No.
Okay, great. So anyway, you know, to me, you know, we talked a lot about this earlier, so in detail, and you know, I've experienced a lot of stuff with this as a wrestler, you know, with fans, and
yeah,
you know. But the thing is, like you said, Boost, like if you're a paying customer, that doesn't give you the entitlement to just do and say what you want towards athletes or performers, or if you're at a concert, you know, you got to have some decorum. I mean, you know what I mean? You can't just you're buying a ticket, go off and curse a guy out and curse a guy's mother or his wife or whatever, or you know, or harass the guy. It's
not right.
And these guys and girls are pro athletes, and they have the right to verbally come back at you. So what Westbrook did, what did he do? He verbally went back at the guy.
He did.
It's free country. I mean, if you're going to verbally attack me, why can't you verbally attack back at me?
Yeah, I mean,
I should have said that the other way around, but you get my point.
No, I get your point. I understand, and that's what transpired. We'll see what the fallout is and if Westbrook does get fined by the NBA.
Number 3.
UFC star Conor McGregor arrested in South Florida.
Well, this is the kind of a segue from the last story here.
Right,
this is a fan situation.
Right, Fountain Blue, fancy dancy hotel down there in South Beach.
You've been there?
No, I've not been there.
I've never been there either.
No, but I know where it is, but I've not stayed there anything like that. But what's it? Couple things. I think you know who partied there?
Who?
Stanton, after he signed his deal.
Shocking.
Giancarlo Stanton, after he signed that $325 million deal, I think he partied there. And there have been other teams that partied. Anyway.
How much is it a night?
I don't even know. I would guess peak season, $556.
That's it? That's $500?
$600 a night? Yeah. Maybe it's $8. I don't know. Depend on the, are you going suite?
I'm staying in suites. I don't want to say they act like I'm driving around New Jersey with my Lamborghini. I don't want to say
you're
that.
You're talking about, like, thank you.
I don't have a Lamborghini.
You have a Lambo,
too? Just a joke. No,
you have a Lambo,
no,
too?
No.
What color is it? Orange?
No. No, I have a little Ford car. It's a 1982 Ford Tempo.
I have a Miata.
Yeah. I'm humble.
that's a good line, Ted. Anyway, listen. Conor McGregor, he had issues here in New York, obviously, where he went too far. This is a fan down in South Beach, outside of a hotel, trying to take a picture of McGregor. McGregor takes the phone, rips the phone out of the person's hand, then stomps on it, promptly then gets arrested.
Yeah. Well, listen, the phone thing is rough, because, you know, what could be happening is maybe this fan was taking a picture of McGregor or videoing him, and he told him not to. This, too, I've had happen to me. So I'm not going to get into the story, but I told it before. Disney World Jones, there was an issue. and years ago. And you know,
great story.
Yeah.
Really is. You're chasing someone down at Disney World because they snapped a photo. But
kids are screaming and crying.
But here's the difference. You were with your son and wife.
Yeah, I mean, and my son was in a stroller.
Right.
Now my kid would chase him down.
Right. Oof. So, no. But that point being is, that, you know, you're with your family. That's your kid. This is a little bit different. Conor McGregor is out at night. I'm imagining it's nighttime South Beach. His kids are not right with him, Taz. It's not like, you know, that's crossing the line.
Right.
He snaps a photo, I guess, of Conor McGregor, and obviously he does not want his picture taken for whatever reason.
Right.
And he goes berserk.
Well, it does. I'm not saying what he did is right.
I mean, you're down in Disney World with your family.
Yeah, and
it's
this guy's taking the picture on his flip phone. That's when flip phones were in.
Yeah, right. That's a little
and
bit
then I
right.
flipped out.
His Motorola.
Yeah. No, but the thing is with McGregor, and I will tell you this, and I'm sure it's happened to you, you might not have known. When people take a video or photo of you, unbeknownst to you, like a fan, anybody out there, listen, don't do that. To anyone that you see, if you're like a fan of someone, the best thing to do is just go up, introduce yourself, and say, I'm a fan of your work or whatever it is, nice to meet you. And I bet you 10 times out of 10, they're going to be nice to you. If someone is taking video or a picture of you, unbeknownst to you, my man, it can really piss you off.
I'm not saying it's
really
right.
Can.
Taz,
yeah.
I'm not saying it's right.
It's invasion of privacy and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not telling you that's the way you should behave.
No, I know what you're saying.
I also don't think you should react the way that Conor McGregor reacted either.
Yeah.
I don't think you should grab the phone out of the person's hand and then stomp on it on the ground and destroying his phone. I think there's levels of handling that. Now, you want to say he's walking down the street with his kids. He doesn't want pictures of his kids out there on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, then, honestly, you could react any way. You're protecting your family there. I can understand that.
Disney Village, that's where I was, right? The shop marketplace. That's what we said. Disney Marketplace.
No.
What it was. It wasn't Main Street. It was Disney Marketplace.
You're in, like, downtown Disney.
Yeah, that's Disney called the Marketplace?
No, it's called, it's not the Marketplace. What is it, Bilotti?
What's so funny, Mike? Why is he laughing his ass off right now?
No, it's not. Well, no, now it's Disney Springs.
Guy by the water cooler. Right?
Disney,
you know that.
Springs.
What? They changed the name again? That's an outrage.
Yeah, it's no longer downtown Disney.
It's not.
Springs. Let's be honest. Conor McGregor's a douche.
Okay.
Can we be realistic here?
Back to that.
Can we
I just
really
want to make sure where I was.
You were in Disney Springs. It used to be downtown Disney. They rebranded.
But was it
Disney
ever the Marketplace? That's all I want to know.
I don't
Can
know.
Can someone
I only remember it as downtown Disney.
Pete's looking like I don't know.
Downtown Disney. I'm with Moose. Yeah. Same thing.
All right. We got to
go to break. Everybody's getting mad.
But you agree with McGregor, right? Not a good guy.
He's a little bit of a douche. You know? It's tough to argue.
Andrew Brandt, we'll talk a little NFL. Oh, MMQB is going to join us. It's Taz and Moose on a Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Taz, you were right. My wife's family are like Disney experts.
Right.
It was at one point in time the Marketplace.
There it is. And there it is. We stay right there in the boardwalk. It was the Marketplace.
It was. Donna texted me.
Tell Donna, thank you.
Says, right now it's the old Disney Springs, right? Taz is right.
Yes.
It was the Marketplace.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that either. Donna, I've always liked you.
How has she not learned by now to not feed the Taz beast?
You heard the voice, you hear the song. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide. Where's Brad?
Connor!
Frankie Heller. What's going on, Bogus?
Oh, hey, guys. Great to see you one more time. This report is sponsored by NFL Network.
Donna, to answer your question, Donna's not learned. I'll be hearing about Marketplace later on, about a bakery.
I went into control mode. I started going on with these guys about it.
Right.
The boardwalk, I was telling them, we should stay there.
Oh, you're right in Pete's wheelhouse.
Mikey B looked like he wanted to run
wrestling
through a
wall. Wrestling and
Disney. Yeah.
Bilotti
was all in, but yeah, Mike was
I like, pretended to find Andrew.
Yeah, exactly.
Bilotti's dream Sunday night would be watching Goofy and Mickey wrestle.
Wild well, Battle Sunday World, night. Everybody.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Every
right.
night.
Here comes Pluto.
I'm a big Goofy fan.
Shocking. There's a line in this somewhere.
Yes. take it away.
Your report is sponsored by NFL
did we play
Network.
Music? Oh,
yes. Yeah, we did. We did. Every weeknight, NFL Network's experts get you ready for the 2019 draft. Everything you need to know about the class of 2019, all leading up to the first pick. Path to the Draft premieres March 18th, 6 p.m. Eastern, live on NFL Network. NFL teams and agents once again making a mockery of the league's legal tampering period, striking deals within minutes and hours of it beginning yesterday. Yesterday's deals included QB Nick Foles to Jacksonville, safety Landon Collins to Washington, safety Tyrann Mathieu to KC, Terrell Suggs to Arizona, and linebacker Anthony Barr and wideout Jamison Crowder to the Jets. This morning, Gangrene reportedly adding former Ravens linebacker C.J. Mosley, 5 years and $51 million in guarantees. Mosley will be the first multi-time Pro Bowler that Baltimore fails to sign after his rookie deal. Russell Westbrook says a fan in Utah last night made a racist remark. Westbrook then threatened the fan and his girlfriend.
I've never put my hand on a woman. I never will. Never been in any domestic violence before, never have before. But once he said the comment, his wife repeated it, the same thing to me as well. So that's kind of how that started. I know you guys only got the tail end of the video, but the start of the video is way more important and way more disrespectful than what you guys heard.
Westbrook did not apologize for confronting the couple in general because of what they apparently said. Multiple teammates back up Russ's story, while the 45-year-old man denies even cursing. As for the game, the Thunder won 98-89, sweeping the four-game season series from the Jazz. 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists for Westbrook. The Rockets' win streak is 9 after a 118-106 decision over the Hornets. And Mikey B's Nets roughed up the Pistons 103-75. Brooklyn head coach Kenny Atkinson confirming what was obvious to everyone that watched.
We had a lot of juice. You know, we had more juice than them.
It always comes down to the juice. The Nets jumped the Pistons for 6th in the East. Wofford and Iona into the NCAA tournament. And Conor McGregor free on bail this morning after yesterday's arrest in Miami Beach. McGregor allegedly destroyed a person's phone after that person tried to take a picture of him. Boys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Let's welcome aboard right now another Andrew, and that is Andrew Brandt, NFL Business Insider and columnist, MMQB. I feel like he's all over the place. Hey, Andrew, Taz and the Moose with you. It's been a while. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Andrew, what's up?
Hey, guys. Always good to be with you guys. Enjoy it. You know, we're in the busy time for me. I always think it's interesting that NFL free agency tends to be over before it starts.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it really is. That's true. Exactly.
It was definitely was exciting yesterday, Andrew. So your impressions on what's going on with the Jets and what they've done with Mosley and Barr, I mean, defensively, and just with the moves they're making, break it down for us, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I always say a lot of cap room does not mean a lot of spending, and a little cap room does not mean no spending. I always try to, you know, it's kind of a never-ending battle with fans and media to have people understand this. Cap room is accounting. Don't pay attention to it. It's what teams do. I did it for 10 years. You maneuver it around, and cash is everything. So the Jets are one of those teams that falls into the both right now, which is a lot of cap room and a lot of spending. And, you know, you have a team like the Colts, which has an abundance of cap room and, at least so far, no spending. So it just in different strokes for different folks, it looks like the Jets have decided to really go for it this way. And listen, I always bring it back to the quarterback, who's traditionally your highest paid player, unless he's on a rookie contract. So the fact they have Darnold on this rookie contract allows for some spending just right there, instead of spending 25 to 30 on a high-level quarterback, you're spending $5 or $6 million average. So there's $20 million you can spend on other things, and certainly they are spending it on other things.
You know, Andrew, when you look at teams that have got a lot of cap space, ultimately, do you look at that team as being a failure in terms of the draft and development process?
Yeah, I mean, you're hitting home here because, as you know, I was 10 years in Green Bay. We were very wary of free agency. for a lot of reasons. You know, my main reason was I was kind of raising my hand all the time saying, why didn't his team sign him? What's wrong? You know, what do we not know about this guy? Why is, pick a name, that team not more active in signing him? What do they not want with him anymore? But the other reason is what you mentioned, is draft and develop was our philosophy in Green Bay. And, you know, I just thought that sometimes free agency is paying the price for mistakes in the draft. And, listen, the one free agent I went hard on turned out to be Defensive Player of the Year, one of the greatest players of all time, Charles Woodson. The reason we went hard on Woodson is 2 years before that, or 1 year before that, we'd picked corners, 1-2 in the draft, and they both flamed out. So we were paying the price for bad drafting, and I think that's going on a lot.
Hmm. Angel, let me ask you, how do you think the market's shaping up right now, to where players are dropping and the money being spent on certain squads? How's the market shaping up right now for Lev Bell, and where do you think he ends up landing?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously, we don't start officially for, you know, 30-something hours.
Right.
But people are like, what's happening? Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm like you. I read, I hear the same things you're hearing. Jets are in it, and maybe a couple other
Colts, Raiders.
Colts, right, mystery right, teams, Raiders.
Right.
You know, maybe Eagles. Who knows? You know, I just think he's, you know, dealing with it. I've been very vocal about Bell. I have no understanding of what he did. He's not going to make up $15 million. Even if he gets $30 million guaranteed now, he could have gotten that last year. So I just don't understand Bell. You know, if I'm a team, I'm going to do however many years it comes out, but I'm not guaranteeing more than two. So I think he'll come out with $30 million guaranteed, and then the rest will be fluff.
So you don't think Bell will get more than what Gurley got guaranteed wise from the Rams?
No.
Really?
No, wow. He's older, and there are questions about him that Gurley didn't have. So I don't know. I mean, again, I could be wrong, because if you're right, we talk about four teams bidding, that's going to drive up the price, but we'll see.
You know, when Andrew, when we look at the parameters of these contracts, right?
Yeah.
And you know, the number that fans, because you know, you did this for a decade, you know it better than anybody. You know, when you know, Redskin fans going crazy about $84 million going to Landon Collins. I mean, what should fans be focused in on when they're looking at the money that's being doled out to some of these free agents?
Well, I've been screaming this, you know, since I entered the media 7 years ago from the mountaintops.
Mm.
Pay no attention to those numbers, but you know, it's all about the guarantee. And I just tweeted out, you know, the real factor I would look for in any of these deals is past year two, are there guarantees? And I'm not talking about guarantees like if you're on the roster in March, it's guaranteed. No, that's not a guarantee.
You're talking about full guarantee.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're, you know, Kirk Cousins had that. But I don't know if any of these players, even Landon Collins, you know, Trey Flowers, I don't know if any of them are going to have that. Now, they may have injury guarantees in year three that convert to full guarantees once year three starts. But again, that's not a full guarantee. So that's what I would look for. You know, listen, if people don't know it, 99% of this information comes from the agent.
Mm.
And the agent's job is to spin the contract in a positive way as possible for the player. And listen, I'm media, you're media, but media is played by this. And they're like, I want to keep good relations with this agent. I'm not going to report it the way Brandt wants it. You know,
right,
I'm not going
right,
to report
yeah.
2 years, $25 million. No one likes, you know, that's not sexy. So that's where we are.
So, okay, Nick Foles, right? So he's heading to the Jaguars, as you know, right? And so, Andrew, okay, we're talking about money on the deal here. So reported the deal is a 4-year deal, $88 million, $50 million guaranteed. I mean, thoughts on this?
Well, if it's really 50 guaranteed, that's probably 50 over 2.
Right.
And whatever, 38 over or the last 2. You know, we'll see. You know, I think that's my point. When you see these big guarantee numbers, maybe it's 30 full guarantee and 20 in an injury that converts. But listen, you're hitting my heartstrings on Foles. I live in the Philly area. I love the guy. I have written and talked about for 6 months, they can't keep him. They just can't. He's maybe the most valuable backup quarterback in the history of the sport, and they can't keep him because they publicly and privately proclaim their love for Carson Wentz. And, I likened it to an affair. You can't keep cheating on Wentz with this guy. And they had to let him go. The contract is stunning in Jacksonville because, as far as I know it, they were competing against themselves. I mean, there's no one else that was competing for Nick Foles.
Right. If you're in those negotiations, because a couple of those scenarios, right? Because people are saying, well, how did Landon Collins get the deal from Washington? Because, no one's giving him that kind of money. And he gets that, $45 million deal for the team that he grew up rooting for. And you mentioned Nick Foles down in Jacksonville. If you're in that front office, though, Andrew, then how do you get to the number you're getting at? Where is the leverage coming from the other side?
Well, this is the most leveraged time in the year, these 48 hours, for players. The rest of the year, teams have the leverage. So these 48 hours, you're using the market. And I don't know, what Collins had in terms of number of teams, and I don't know what Foles' situation was. But I guess if you're Jacksonville, listen, you're going to pay him like a top 10 to 15 veteran. You're just going to, right? You're not going to steal Nick Foles for, 21 a year. I mean, I'm sorry, like 18 a year. So I get it, Super Bowl winning quarterback. I get what he's making, but I want to see details. And maybe there was a market, maybe Washington, maybe Miami. Those are the only three teams that would be looking for a starter.
Andrew, Antonio Brown, Taz and I had a discussion, as everyone did, about Antonio Brown and how he handled his departure, and the Steelers really took a hit. I mean, they only get a 30 and a 5 for one of the arguably the most productive receiver in the sport, and they take a $21 million cap hit as well in 2019. So the Steelers are left rolling here. But for Brown, Taz and I got into the discussion, are we going to see more of this?
Yeah, I know. I'm being asked this on 20 shows since Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, do you think what we saw from Antonio Brown is going to lead other guys to pull in the same act, the same behavior? Because in the end, Andrew, he won. Ultimately, he won. They restructured his deal. He got more guaranteed money, $30 million. He's out of Pittsburgh. He's in Oakland. He had the leverage to prevent to dictate where he was going to go as well. Ultimately, even though his act was asinine, he won.
Well, I'm not sure I agree because I've been talking about this a lot. First of all, I don't think this is a playbook for anyone. You've got to be a real diva to even consider this, and I don't know how many of those are out there. And you've got to be special. And you've got to be someone that is okay, devaluing himself trade-wise, which Brown clearly did. So you're talking about a small handful of players, and I know people point to, well, what about Odell? Maybe. I mean, I guess, but ultimately, how many players want to make a spectacle, devalue themselves, affect their legacy like this, just to get out? And what I'd really question is, I don't get the narrative that Brown's in a better place. Do we really think the Raiders are a better place than the Steelers?
No, but for him, he wanted out of Pittsburgh.
We'll see.
Be happier.
In October, if they're 2-5 and he's staring at the quarterback and John Gruden's asking Mike Mayock, how much guarantee we got left on this guy?
Right.
Do we really think Antonio Brown is done with his petulance? I mean, does anyone really think that?
I think that he'll be. I think we've talked about this a lot here, Moose and I. I do think the first year, to kind of the point, I do think the first year he'll be on his best behavior. I do. Unless stuff with Derek Carr, he's throwing the ball 10 feet over his head, or he's not getting the ball or whatever.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I do think he's probably I do think the Raiders are trying to get better. Let's put it that. I think Mayock, they're you know, getting that really good offensive tackle, Brown yesterday from the Pats. That's a good get. They're trying to get that team better. I do think that. Yeah.
I want to see the contract. I mean, he was due 15 this year. They weren't going to cut him. So if he's got 30 guaranteed, he had 15 guaranteed already. They weren't going to cut him. They said that. They were going to trade him or keep him. So he had 15. Let's see what he get. You know, how much more than 15 he's getting this year. Because if he's not, then he really didn't get any change. And we'll see what the difference is next year. I'd be shocked if he has guarantees passed next year.
Andrew Brandt, NFL Business Insider, columnist, MMQB. Check him out. Does a great job. We know it's a busy time. Andrew, thanks for spending a couple minutes with us here on this Tuesday morning.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right, guys. Take care.
You got it. Good discussion. Interesting.
Yeah.
In terms of everything with Antonio Brown, the guaranteed money, and this time of year. But he's dead on correct. I mean, free agency, you think about the NFL, it's so far superior as compared to Major League Baseball. It's not even close.
Absolutely. But I do think that if you're Antonio Brown, how are you not happier? I do think he is happier.
And I think he's happy.
I do, and I got to tell you, I don't care.
I don't know if he'll be happy when, as you mentioned, Carr's not Ben Roethlisberger.
Right, he's not Ben Roethlisberger, but, you know, I don't know. I feel like they're definitely going to be a better team. Not just because of Antonio Brown. Yeah. I just think they're going to be a better team. I do. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, it could blow up there, of course, but... And you and I have talked a lot about it. I mean, Andrew Brandt disagreed, and that's fine. He's entitled to do that. That's great. But I do think a precedent was kind of set a little bit. Not that every player is going to have a diva mentality and act like an ass on social media to stomp their feet and get out and get what they want. But I do think, well, it's in the back of players' mind. I do think that precedent set. I mean, it's tough to say, well, how many players are going to do that? Well, then you're going to get in the mind of all these players. That's impossible.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And I don't disagree.
The guy stomped his feet and got what he wanted.
He got what he wanted. Ultimately, he was victorious. The Steelers ended up on the short end. He got more guaranteed money, and he got out of Pittsburgh.
The Steelers ate $21 million on the table just to get rid of him.
And he might not end up being ultimately happy in Oakland based on the performance of Carr and the Raiders, Taz, even though you and I are both in agreement. I think they'll be better in 2019, and he might not be playing in meaningful games. He just didn't want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler any longer. I mean, that's really it. He wanted away from Roethlisberger, away from Tomlin, away from that organization. And he ends up one in Oakland where John Gruden, after they acquired him, basically kissed his rear end and said he was the greatest practice player that he's ever been around.
Amazing practice player. He sold that hard.
All you young players,
watch him.
Watch him. You want to know why Antonio Brown's great? Watch him practice.
Watch him do side shuffles, karaoke's, high knees. He's an animal.
Now we got the undercard.
Oh,
I teased
really?
It earlier in the hour. Right. It's coming your way next. Taz, Boost, CBS Sports Radio.
Get all the NFL free agency and trade rumors anytime by locking your radio in to CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Report out of Chicago that the Bears have restructured the contract of Khalil Mack, freeing up about $11 million in salary cap space. And some believe that with the news of them trying to pair off Jordan Howard, that they might be a team flying under the radar that's making a play for one Le'Veon Bell. Be interesting.
I know.
Man. If he ever landed in Chicago.
Gotta be
with Tariq Cohen.
Gotta be locked into the TV again today, man.
I know, all day.
You got any Lego stuff lined up? You got something else lined up? What'd you say, Lego?
Jackson's Dinosaur Lego.
Oh, man.
I'll make it today.
Poor guy. Really is.
Hello, Peter.
Wow.
What's happening?
That's going to be okay. Let's just go at it.
I had promised him last night. I said, listen, I put Paul's together today. I'm doing yours tomorrow. He goes, all right, thanks, Daddy.
Wow. See, That's good. You got to keep your promises to your kids. I was the same way.
When they get
older, they break their promises to you.
Well, the other thing is, I might as well do it on a Tuesday. I don't want to be doing it all day Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Dad, back-to-back Legos.
Yeah.
I'll be there for 3 hours. Dad was like, come up for air. What are you doing over there?
Oh, my God.
I'm working on the T-Rex.
I got the draft at the network on too. I gotta see where Jordan. I gotta see where's Bell going?
Where's Le'Veon Bell going?
Oh, I need a scissor down here. The Phillips head. Friggin' Legos.
Oh man.
Why is Daddy cursing?
That's exactly right. Yes. Daddy, that's not a good word. All right, Paul. Thank you. All right, let's get to it. The undercard.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
Okay.
Hi, Mike.
Michael Bennett will soon be with the New England Patriots, and he called Bill Belichick the Yoda of football. For those that don't know, Yoda, legendary Jedi Master from the Star Wars movies.
He used to wear a hood.
Do you like the comparison?
It was like 18 inches tall.
Yeah, he wasn't tall.
Go Pats!
Do I like the comparison? Does Moose like the comparison? I think he means in a respectful way. You know, the Yoda is like, you know.
Yoda.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Sex.
Sorry. Distracted. No, so Moose is like, yes.
What are we comparing him to? I just got distracted. I'm sorry.
Mikey B walked by.
Yes.
Today.
Would you say he's Yoda or Darth Vader?
It's gone, Mike.
Or Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I think Yoda might work.
He's the master. Yeah, Yoda works. I can see that. It's either be that he's Yoda if he's a good guy, he's Darth Vader if he's a bad guy. So it depends on how you look at him.
Right.
All right, next.
Next!
Let's just take it one plate at a time, Mike.
Maybe we'll just do this question again.
Okay.
We want to try it over. Urban Meyer set to join the set of Fox Sports for their college football.
What?
Urban Meyer.
Ohio State.
How do you think he'll do as an analyst for Fox Sports?
It's going to be great. He's gonna be great.
But here's the deal, Fox. I mean, you're so late in the game. Game day is as good of a gets as in terms of a college pregame show. Now Fox is putting together a show.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer, Reggie Bush, and the former USC quarterback. What's his name?
Matt Leinart.
So those are the three that you're gonna. So
Matt Leinart.
No, I want Herb Street, Corso, and Desmond Howard.
I know. I like the Fox show too, though. I do.
Well, they haven't done it yet.
No, but I like what they said. No.
Oh.
I know some of the guys. I got a dog in a fight. I know some of the guys over there.
I understand you like some of the guys, but it's almost. And ESPN Game Day is Saturday morning institution.
But now, Fox has decided, let's bring our version
of a morning
game day.
Yeah, but think about this. We had Charlie Ward on 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
What was the first time Game Day went on the road? It was the game of the century. Florida State, Notre Dame. First time Game Day went on the road was that game, South Bend, Indiana. Think about how long ago that was and how long Game Day has been on the air.
So it's time for them to get some competition.
I understand it, but they perfected it.
But I think Fox is going to do a good job.
They perfected it. It's so good.
I think Fox will do a good job. And I think the Urban Meyer fit is a great fit. I think he's going to be great on the air.
I thought he was still going to be involved at Ohio State.
He's doing
in their
that
program.
Too. He's multitasking. That's what people do that are successful.
Isn't his wife still teaching at Ohio State?
She does that.
They love the Buckeyes.
She teaches.
You know he's going to be coaching.
He's going to be broadcasting also. Everybody does everything. Everybody's going to do it. You multitask more than anybody. You got 20 jobs. You're talking about a guy who's got two jobs?
Yeah, but Urban Meyer's worth about $50 million.
I know, but he wants to keep grinding and working.
You ever run into multiple losers?
Right. That's how you are.
I'm looking at the third at Aqueduct on Thursday. Trying to find myself a winner.
Next.
A little bit different level here, Taz.
That's great. That's horse racing, folks. For those that don't realize, it's a track in Queens.
That's exactly right. Not the prettiest of tracks either.
How about next? Oh, the show's over.
Mike, good job.
Okay, I didn't realize the time.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to be joined by Dabo Sweeney. He's going to join us.
Yes.
Third and final hour. Make sure to be locked in for that as you are.
Dude, I didn't even know the show was over. I just grind. I just keep going. I'm like a machine. Dude.
DA, we're going to take over.
Yeah.
You're not coming
DA.
Up.
Oh, yeah, he's coming up next.
Yeah, we're out.
Peace. I'll see you later.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.